renouncing worldly ignorance in the knowledge of the secret of your own divine mother, and now very deeply understanding my secret, allows you to know a song which brings me all pleasure. Only along with the Lord of all desire can one enter into my secret. You have to be one with Kameshwar, the Lord of all desire. In other words, you have to have surrendered all your other desires to enter into her secret. Until you have only one desire, and that desire is the desire to enter into the secret of the goddess. So long as we maintain all these other desires, and the secret of the goddess is one on the list, every time it surfaces to the top of the list, we're going to say, yeah, but we'll get to that one later. Put it down to the bottom. It's like one of those nasty bills you don't like that piles up on your desk. It just seems to circulate to the bottom of the pile every time it rises to the top. One of those unpleasant tasks. You just stick it on the bottom. And here, until we're one with Kameshwar, until it's not really the sincerity, the sincere dedication, that this is really what I want to devote my attention to. Until that does not happen, we cannot enter into the mystery of mysticism, the mystery of mystical experience. It's mystical because it can't be explained. It can only be experienced. And that's what makes it such a mystery. Only along with the Lord of all desire can one enter into my secret. From my order did the gods recite the circlet or the garland of 1,000 names. I will now tell you that song which, with less words, brings me all pleasure. When recited as japa, continually, it accomplishes all actions without a doubt. Therefore, the chanting of these names brings to me all pleasure. You tell this to Agastya, who alone is the suitable recipient without a doubt. Thank you. Also, his wife, Lopamudra, has been worshiping me with great devotion. They are proceeding with great devotion, and therefore this should be explained to them.